This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli forces carried out fresh strikes Wednesday across the central and southern parts of the Gaza Strip, while it continued ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza City in the north. After moving south to the Khan Yunis area, Israeli officials this week had signaled a push into parts of central Gaza, including areas home to multiple refugee camps. United Nations staff members reported seeing tens of thousands fleeing the strikes on Khan Yunis, many headed north to Deir al-Bala or south to Rafah on the southern edge of Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry reported dozens of deaths in Khan Yunis and at the refugee camps of al-Nusayrat and al-Maghazi in central Gaza. As heavy fighting continues in Gaza, Israelis and Palestinians are thinking about what will happen in Gaza after the war ends. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden has said he would like to see a revitalized Palestinian Authority, or PA, take control in Gaza once the war ends. But according to polls, 80 to 90% of Palestinians disapprove of the PA and its 88-year-old leader, Mahmoud Abbas. Egypt recently offered a three-stage peace proposal, starting with a two-week ceasefire and the release of 40 Israeli hostages, then the formation of a Palestinian technocratic government to hold elections, and finally a complete ceasefire in exchange for the release of all Israeli hostages, freedom for all Palestinian prisoners, and a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The Egyptian proposal leaves Hamas intact, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said is unacceptable. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Africa to Asia and beyond. This is VOA News. Three Hong Kong activists were convicted Thursday after pleading guilty to charges relating to a plan to place bombs in court buildings and other public infrastructure in 2021 following widespread pro-democracy protests. The trio were charged with conspiracy to commit terrorism under the city's national security law. They were arrested before any of the devices were made or used. Two of the defendants were sentenced to 6 years in prison, while their co-defendant received a 30-month sentence. Beijing imposed a national security law on Hong Kong in 2020 in response to massive demonstrations the previous year. The law punishes secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with sentences up to life imprisonment. More than 280 people have been arrested since the law was imposed, including opposition politicians, activists, lawyers, and journalists. Republicans in the western U.S. state of Colorado are appealing the decision by the state Supreme Court that found former President Donald Trump is ineligible for the presidency. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
It's the potential first step to a showdown at the nation's highest court over the meaning of a 155-year-old constitutional provision that bans from office those who engaged in insurrection. The first impact of the appeal is to extend the stay of the Colorado ruling, which put the decision on pause until January 4th. That's the day before the state's primary ballots are due at the printer, or until an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is finished. Trump also says he still plans to appeal the ruling to the nation's highest court as well. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which was added after the Civil War to prevent former Confederates from returning to government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A coroner's report says a Taylor Swift fan died of heat exhaustion at the singer's concert in Brazil last month. AP correspondent Tiffany Wang reports.
A forensics report says 23-year-old Taylor Swift fan Anna Clara Benavides died of a cardiorespiratory arrest caused by the extreme heat at about 105 degrees Fahrenheit. It also says she did not have pre-existing conditions or substance abuse. Benavides passed out during Swift's second song on November 17th in Rio de Janeiro and died hours later at a local hospital. There's a controversy around whether the event venue mistreated the 60,000 concert goers. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Join host Michael Lippin for VOA's Flashpoint Iran podcast, featuring news and analysis about the Islamic Republic's suppression of domestic dissent, sensitive nuclear activities, as well as involvement in regional and international conflicts and tensions. New episodes stream every Wednesday at 0230 UTC on VOAnews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.